fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 23rd of February. Perfect tip of the day. I want to encourage people to get themselves and their team members electronic earmuffs. There's different iterations of these, different versions, ranging from the larger, heavier ones that are commonly worn at gun ranges to small, discreet ones that look like hearing aids that will amplify normal sounds and shut down when there's loud sounds. So that's your prepper tip of the day. A lot of fun. Okay, we have patient Wendy Greenman, my friend Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. Dr. Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. Real easy to get started with Dr. Myers. Just call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, John. How's everything going this morning?
Well, all things considered, pretty well. My wife, Dr. Moore, said to let you know she got your text and she would get back with you today, sir.
Awesome. That sounds good.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, we, myself and my listeners, we look forward each week to our health tip of the week. What would that be today, sir?
Well, we're going to be talking about self-care, and taking care of oneself is the biggest health tip of the week. Like, for example, if I'm talking about myself here, I have a family that I'm working with. I have a practice that I'm working with. I have my own life that I'm working with. I have all my clientele that I'm working with, staff that I'm working with, and obviously everything that revolves around that, money, job, finances, and career, and then relationships, on how I am with myself in relationship, how I am with myself with others in relationship, and then how I receive others in that relationship that I am for everybody else. So then when you're working, so that with all of that type of information coming through, and that's me. And so think about your own life and what your daily interactions, your weekly things that you're needing to be involved with, your commitments, and all that type of stuff. And then after you've put all that stuff together, take a look at all that inventory and where are the things in your life that have fallen through the cracks? That, if, for example, if you have a really, really messy drawer, it doesn't even matter because you're by yourself, you're doing that drawer. But then, for example, you have people come into your space and they're looking for things. And then obviously this drawer that used to be just for you and can be disorganized and all in shambles. Eventually, now it's like, okay, well, other people are looking for this, and that drawer, instead of becoming like a place where you're just throwing all your stuff in there because you don't have time to deal with it, ends up becoming a thing that keeps your mind always coming back to that drawer. And every time you come back to that drawer and every time you see it, underlining your emotions are maybe tired, a little resentment, maybe judgment, whatever emotions can be there, withdrawal, all these different types of things, because they're like, man, I just don't want to deal with that. Well, those are the things that eventually eat you up inside. Those are the things that create all the inflammatory reactions within your neurological pathways that are linked to emotion. So, and then you go and eat a comfort food. It's like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. I just need a beer. Or, oh, I'm stressed out. Oh, you know what? Oh, wow, those potato chips, those look so amazing. I'm just going to have those tonight. And even though you know that there's hidden oils in there, that even though they promote themselves as health food, if you go that route, but it has hidden oils in there, which we know are empirically inflammatory, and you eat them anyways. And now on top of being tired and now going for that addiction because you want to hide from the issue that you're suppressing, even though it's unconscious, you go and have the potato chips. So now you have injury upon insult within the inflammatory cascades. So you can see where the downward spiral could eventually go. But what I'm suggesting for the health tip of the week is to be really cognitive of those things. So, for example, I have all these different types of things that I'm dealing with, and they finally got into a head. And for myself, I heard, you know what? I need to take a week off and refocus and recalibrate what is all going on in my life. And then I just said this to myself, and I was like, oh, yeah, someday in the future I'll do that. Then, so I heard it for myself once. Then one of my friends, just out of the blue, no prompting, no nothing, didn't even talk to her about any of this. She's just like, you know what? You really need to take a week off. I'm like, okay, now I heard it a second time. And so if I hear it from myself first, then I hear it from somebody else second, the third step that you do is take an action step and actually do it. So listening to yourself, knowing how to do self-care is very important. Now, a lot of people might say, well, I can't afford to take a week off. It must be nice. Well, you know what? At some point, there's never a right time to do anything that you fear is going to affect you in a negative way. And sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and actually do what you know you need to do in order for you to get the results that you know you can get, because you know that if you don't do it, you're just going to continue living the same life over and over and over again, expecting a different result, but it never shows up because you never gave yourself the actual time to sit, reflect, pull back, contemplate, and then make a informed decision that's not based upon emotion or any type of other aspect of that you've really sat there, you've prayed about it or meditated, whatever language you want to use, you've looked at all the options, you've finished the tasks that need to be required. So, for example, easy one that someone could do is say, okay, let me look at my kitchen. Let me go into my refrigerator. Let me go into my cabinet, and I'm going to eliminate these particular things that I know that are inflammatory to my body and that cause problems. I don't care how good they taste. I don't care what family orientation they had to my ability to just go have them every day and say, hey, I just want this now. But you know that they actually cause problems. We're getting to a point in our life where there's so much evidence that certain things just do not fit. And you and I know, and our listeners for surely know, that corporations, the powers that be, they do not have your best interest. All they want is, did you know, okay, for example, did you know that the health industry is close to a $400 trillion industry in promoting quote-unquote health food? You don't think that the companies that were selling the junk food don't know this? And so now they're creating quote-unquote health food off-branded from their major company, do all the marketing, have all the perfect pretty colors, have all the little perfect names that they put on the package to make you see, oh, wow, this is quote-unquote healthy food. And then they get the labels of, and they do say, okay, I'm going to add a little bit of non-GMO to this and promote it that way because the consumers really like that. And I'm going to say certified organic, and I'm going to make sure that my company does that because it's worth the price, because in the long run, I'm going to still short them by putting inflammatory preserves in the foods that cost me nothing to make, pennies of the dollar, instead of not putting it in there. The shelf life will be shorter, and it's going to cost me more, and my bottom line is going to be less. So I'm going to cheat them in the long run so I can get the profit back. And unbeknownst to them, I'm selling them health food. But if you actually looked in the ingredients as an informed consumer, you see all the hidden oils in all these different foods. And so that's what's happened. The industries recognize that we've woken up, that there's products out there like, oh yeah, they're going to see these crazy products, because there's an awakened group here that's not quite awake, but they're woke enough to know that if this preservative is in there, they're not going to buy it. But if I put like sunflower oil or olive oil or coconut oil avocado oil in there, they're going to see, okay, those are healthy oils. So I'm going to have those, but unbeknownst to now the public, they don't know that it's actually a preserved version of that, that once put into their body, turns into an inflammatory cascade, increases all the neurochemicals of inflammation, and then their body gets bloated and this and that and that. But they bought my health food, and now I can go buy my car. And that's all they care about. So being an informed consumer, taking the time to go and do the things you know you need to do, and really doing them is so, so, so important. And that's just how it is. And so the health tip of the week really emphasizes on taking that time for yourself and putting the things that you know you need to do into full-fledged action steps. And so, like, for example, what I did is I'm like, okay, one of the biggest action steps that I did was making the decision, I am taking a week off. And so I am. After this phone call, my week starts off.
Well, good for you, Doc.
I'm taking the whole week off to recalibrate what's going on in my world. People that are following me now on my website at phiwholeness.com are following me on Facebook at phiwholeness, are following me on Instagram at phiwholeness. So it's really easy to find me. And if you're following, you're seeing that there's a lot of stuff coming in now. Well, that's taking a lot of time and effort and forethought. Well, it's getting to a head where it's like, okay, I have now also my practice that I'm dealing with people and employees and money in, money out, care plans and treatment protocols and all these different types of things that we're keeping track of as well that I hold it in my mind. And so I got the marketing, I got that, then I have family and amazing events with my family or health issues with family members. I mean, we all have that. So eventually it just gets to a point where it's like, oh, my God, then you're thinking about yourself. Like, okay, this is the food that I'm eating. This is the exercise that I am or am not doing. And is it working? Is it working as well as you thought? And giving yourself the time to really, in some people, it was like for a while, I could just take the afternoon and really collect myself or get a lot of download just from my 15-minute meditation in the morning and my 30-minute meditation regrouping at night. And I said, those are the things I do every day. And even with that, eventually it gets to a point where it's like, you know what, there's so much stuff that needs to get done that it's going to require this much, quote-unquote, time, effort, and collection to actually see it all come together. And everybody's a little different. We all want these really, really, really fast results. But if you really look at it, things do take some time, and that time that you're dealing with is more than anything the emotional story and the memory you've had about certain things taking a particular amount of time. And the more you start working on that, you'll be amazed at how fast you can get stuff done. Like, I'm expecting what would have in my past taken me probably about a month is I'm going to see pretty much mostly all of it done in about a week. Now, I'm pushing the limits on this, but I'm also giving myself the time away from other commitments to focus my mind, focus my attention, focus my energy on three specific tasks.
Doctor, your signal is coming along here, at least what I'm hearing on my end. Are you still there, sir?
I'm here. You hear me now?
Okay. Are you on a cell phone or a landline?
Landline.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to love the landlines, right?
Well, let's continue. Yeah,
so I've given myself three specific... Hello? I've given myself three specific tasks to work on this particular week. So you set yourself up for success. So when you're doing whatever you're going to do for your self-care, set yourself up for success. It's very easy for us to just say, oh, I'm just going to do this, and I'll see what happens. Now, trust me, I'm all about being spontaneous and free-flowing, everything like that.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 23rd of February. Quick reminder, I will be the keynote speaker at the Hear the Watchman Conference. It'll be more than 1,200 Christians in Dallas, Texas, March 22nd to the 25th. If you want a $20 discount, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Get the promotion code for the discount for the live event. There's a different discount for the live streaming, if you can't make it in person. Look forward to seeing a lot of you there. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. Easy way to get started with Dr. Myers. Call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation, and you can gain access to the same expertise that I do. That office telephone number is 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So, are we there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So that's really the health tip of the week is take what, I mean, everything, I'm really talking to everybody, but specifically the listeners that listen to us repeatedly and have heard so much knowledge is to take a little bit of that and really implement it. I mean, there's just... I was introduced to a YouTube video a couple weeks ago, and this one guy, he was doing like a Facebook Live type of thing, and he was so proud of his success in implementing three things. And those three things were daily gratitude, which we've talked about ad nauseum on our show. We've talked about, then he was talking about hot, cold alternating showers. Another thing we've talked about ad nauseum, and daily breathing techniques. And just taking the time to do some deep breathing in and breathe out, which again, we've talked about ad nauseum here. And he implemented those three things just daily, and he talked about in his Facebook Live how it has literally changed his life, his perspective on his relationships with his family and his kids and his and what he does for a living, all those different types of things. So what I'm talking about is find something that is worth your life in changing it, because the reality is we are in a state of flux right now in our world where the old systems are literally dying out. All this cruddy food, all this propaganda that you are a disempowered being that is destined to die an early life, that is destined to just be a worker bee, to pay your taxes, which goes to not where you think it's going, but to places that no one really talks about, but it's all out there. We'll talk about that another day. But I mean, it's all this propaganda, and then what's the sad part is the reality of it, the truth of the matter, that you are an empowered being. You do not have to have these disempowered thought processes in your mind that have been literally programmed in you since conception, because it was your parents listening and watching the same stuff. And then you came out, and there was the TV, there was the radio, there was the commercials, there was the education, there was the religious institutes, all saying the same propaganda. And so here you are, then. But here's the thing. The reality is that they've been saying that the reality is the propaganda, and that you are a disempowered person, but to say you are an empowered person, that you can get away from eating these crazy foods, that you don't have to be listening to this, that all this, there's so much, I know I'm talking in code, but right now it's kind of important to just start dialogue.
Hold that thought. We got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back. Let's gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 23rd of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We'll soon have our second image of continents, all the continents with new coastlines, posted in a 2006 film, one of these disaster films. It should be posted hopefully by Monday. There are several images that are nice and sharp enough, clear enough. If you find an image of a continent with new coastlines on a TV show or a movie, get that screen capture to me. The first one this year is a very nice, crystal clear, sharp one, as Dan mentioned earlier in this show. If you find one, get that to me. You get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Let's move forward with it. Of course, Energy Cleaners. That's my home project, my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, and I post them to you priority mail. Only $285 shipping included for the Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you certainly need an Energy Cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep. Well, as my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. You'll sleep better than you have in years with your Energy Cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Most people these days are getting the mattress pad from the get-go. And everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can make your purchase using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call up my toll-free auto line also to make your purchase. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting Dr. Phil Myers, my personal physician. If you've got a question for Dr. Myers, give us a call at 800-313-9443. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers as his client, call his office. Set up that first private no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So you're very versed on what is or what is not really happening in the world.
And pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So inform our listeners from this standpoint of health and wellness, of like some of the realities that are out there that really are false, and what some of the realities that are really true that you know empirically from your expertise and experience.
Well, let's just pick one, and that would be that the climate is changing because of human activity. That's an absolutely false narrative. It's easily disproven. Carbon dioxide is actually good for the planet, and if human activity has any effect on the climate at all, it would be a fraction of 1%. By comparison, one good size, not even a large volcano, does more to change the climate in one day than human activity does in one year. It's a narrative to distract and obfuscate, a narrative that's meant to give people hope that if human activity can make it worse, then human activity can make it better, giving people hope when in fact there is no hope. The climate is changing, and it will be changing far more quickly as these years move forward. So that's just one example, Doctor.
Okay, so from a health and wellness standpoint, what is it that's something that you and I can do on a daily basis that follows, for example, what we've been talking about with the health tip of the week, really taking care of yourself with that type of false narrative going on out there? What is something that, what's one of the things that we can really gravitate towards to start doing something for ourselves
Absolutely. Well, details are in a 22-page report paid for with your tax dollars that outline that the human carrying capacity of this planet will be dramatically reduced as the climate changes. Therefore, what people can do themselves is somehow, some way, become part of agriculture. They may not have to live at the farm, but if they could participate by contributing hours or money to a hobby farm where healthy food is actually grown on site, that will help them in the long run and give them some peace of mind, knowing that if food becomes an issue, either for availability or price or both, that they will still have access to healthy food for themselves and the people they love, Doctor.
Okay, so basically you're saying the whole climate change narrative is basically hiding the fact that we're going to be losing our food sources, which technically aren't food sources altogether anyways. They're actually the very unhealthy foods, but that food industry is losing its grips, and that we're going to be required to learn how to grow our own food anyways and take care of our own body with quote-unquote real healthy food in the long run, correct?
Absolutely, Doctor, absolutely. No. In first world countries, it'll be more of an issue of the price increasing for food, while availability will still be plentiful. In third world countries, the price increases will mean starvation and malnutrition. And eventually, we actually could get into shortages in this country as well. But there needs to be two focuses. Focus on healthy food and gaining access to the healthy food.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's something. So what's the unhealthy food? We all know this. Basically anything with a barcode.
I don't know if I'd go quite that far, but very close.
I mean, so let's talk about, because if you, honestly, I was so funny because I was walking through Costco, because I have a membership at Costco, and I was I was shopping around and looking for stuff for our house and stuff like that, and I went down the food aisles. And so here's one of the things that's an unhealthy food, and I've mentioned this a couple of times, the hidden oils. So when you go to your grocery store, go and look at all your products that you're going to put in your cart. Look in the ingredients. If you see anything in the ingredients that says oil, it's inflammatory, which means it makes your organs function less. It dampens your brain, which makes you, quote-unquote, dumber and more foggy, not able to have clear thoughts. And I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how many PhDs or doctorates or none that you have behind your name. No one's exempt to those neurotoxins. It's going to burn you out. The younger you are, the more you can handle. The older you get, the faster you're going to burn out. So let's all look at this one choice in food, the hidden oils, and let's get those out of your life. Let's stop promoting that in our own health and start looking at it from a way that start getting close to the other foods that would be considered healthy, most of your produce that, again, that now would start getting away from GMO, right?
Right.
So let's look at the hidden oils in your food. And then second, look at non-GMO produce. I think that would be a pretty good place for people to start.
It would be. It would be non-GMO or organic. I look for organic is what I look for also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so with that, and then, so that's a really good thing. So what else is it that? So why climate change? Are they utilizing that narrative to hide food sources? What's the big deal?
Okay, here's the big deal, Doctor. It's obfuscation. You know, the reason is they want being the powers of being, they want people to keep getting 30-year mortgages, going to work every day at their normal jobs, instead of saying, I'm out of here, I'm going to go become part of a hobby farm. Especially business owners. Almost half of all the jobs in this country are owned by individuals who have a small business, 100 or less employees. Many of them are financially secure to the point where they could sell it, close the doors, and lock up and take off to become part of a hobby farm. If even a small percentage of people did that own these small businesses, it would be incredibly disruptive to the U.S. economy. So these people need to be placated, they need to be distracted, and they need to keep their businesses going that provide almost half the jobs in this country, Doctor. That's why this narrative is moving forward, to keep people in place, working day-to-day, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, to keep this whole economy going, as opposed to taking off for the woods of the Ozarks and establishing hobby farms.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I've been noticing that within my own business itself. It's like, that's why I'm taking this particular week off. Is because my long-term goal is to have a bit, for example, one thing within healthcare. We've always been told that you need to go to your doctor in order for you to get better. Correct?
Well, I would take it a step before that. You can live your life any way you choose. Eat anything or don't eat anything you choose. And when something is broken and there's pain, then you go to the doctor to fix it.
Exactly. That's the perfect narrative. That's exactly what's going on. And so then you have people like me saying, when people like you saying, well, no, you can't technically. So then that gets all off track because you immediately said you can't do something, and no one likes to be told what to do. Even though we've been told what to do.
Right.
So, yeah, I completely agree. There's a degree of smart choices, smart decisions that, honestly, there are things that you should not be eating. I mean, for example, we've talked about the dairy products. Totally should not be eating those things. They are not designed for human consumption at all. And so then the other one is all these wheat products that are out there because of the genetic modification of the wheat. It is empirically, because of the agricultural developments and Monsanto, that these foods literally destroy your gut. Think of your gut as a hose from your mouth all the way through to the end. One big tube. Now, if you're a gardener and your hose from your house to your garden is full of holes, when you turn that water on, is that an effective hose to get the water to the other side? No, obviously not. Just as much as your gut, their whole entire tube, when you eat GMO wheat, which is in everything, when you put that in your mouth, you are literally poking holes in your entire digestive tract, creating leaky gut, creating inflammatory problems that literally burn out your brain. It gets that bad. And we know this, right?
We do. Well,
there's so much evidence.
Right. In addition to the GMO aspects of the wheat, there's also the glyphosate, which adds more fuel to the fire.
And tell everybody what a glyphosate is.
Well, glyphosate is the active ingredient in Roundup, the most popular weed killer on the planet, which has very strong adverse effects on human beings once they ingest it.
And one of those things is, what does it do? It puts holes literally in your gut. There's a thing called a tight junction. And it's basically two cells that come together and formulate a seal. And anybody, let's say, like anything that you put together, they put caulk around it, they put sealant to keep everything together. Well, that's what a tight junction is within your digestive tract. And these GMO Roundup saturated plants, when you ingest them, that glyphosate literally takes away the caulking, and you lose the connectivity of your tight junctions, and you put holes literally in your gut. And then that creates so much inflammation that you get the stiff joints, you get the tight muscles, you get all these different types of things that start happening to you. Now, and here's the sad part is, so let's not go so fast. Most people don't even notice the stiffness aspects of their joints because we're so sedentary now. We're such a sedentary we have more exercise. The exercise industry is trillions and trillions of dollars. But then overall, why are we more obese? Why do we have more diabetes and blood sugar issues? Why do we have more cardiovascular problems? Why do we have more irritable bowel and digestive problems? It's got to be something. But if according to the powers that be, you can eat any, what did we say? You can eat anything, think anything, do anything you want, and just keep doing it until it breaks, and then we'll fix it for you, right?
That's right.
And people used to come to me when I first opened up practice, and I'm like, so what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, fix me, doc. Like, it used to be a catchphrase. Here, fix me, doc. Like, oh, my God, wait a second. That's because that's what we've been told. The doctor fixes you, and I don't have to change.
Right. They're transferring their thought process they use with allopathic medical doctors to what you do, which doesn't work, does it?
Oh, it doesn't work because, fortunately, the model that is not the AMA is, whatever we're going to call it, is the model of self-empowerment, paying attention to actually, yeah, you know what, you can eat anything you want. And what do you choose? Do you choose to put the things in your mouth that you know, because of all the evidence, all the empirical reviewed literature that literally says these things are taking your life away? I mean, literally, we're not talking like 5 years of your life. We're talking 40, 50,
all right, 70 hold that thought.
Years.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 23rd of February, visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. You also can gain access to this expertise. It's real simple. It doesn't cost anything. Make that first private, no-charge consultation. Call his office. Set it up at 314-878-6868. Got about 2.5 minutes here, doctor.
So I suggest everybody start doing one of those things. Also, get on social media right now. We'll decentralize everything later. and move on to the new systems as time goes on. But for right now, get on the media so we can start building up this community of communication. People like you that listen to shows like this need to start really stating this voice. And my website, my Facebook page, and my Instagram is going to be a catalyst for that type of information coming out, from taking all this data that is from science to what was considered esotericism, and putting it all together and saying, hey, you know what? This is the new energy. This is the new science, and this is how this really works. And so go to findwholeness.com. Go to Find Wholeness on Facebook. Go to John's website. Read his information. The Health Ranger, Mike Adams, amazing information out there. He's got some great stuff. Start following people like him. Start educating yourself on the information, and then taking the small action steps that you can do in your home, in your space. We got the people that are awake in the industry. We have the people, presidents, CEOs, managers, project managers, they're awake in these industries. They're making the changes in the bigger systems. But we need you to do it in your own small microcosm. So start making those changes for yourself. And when the big shifts happen, you'll be prepared. And we talk about preparedness here all the time. But this is a preparedness within your own self sovereignty.
That's right.
It's huge.
It is huge.
I don't care what changes out there happen. Until you own your own sovereignty within your food, your thoughts, and your movements, you might be a little behind.
That's right. That's right. Well, I hope people will listen up and pay heed and do the right thing, Doctor.
Well, all I know is after this week, I'm going to be on fire like crazy. You and I are going to talk during the week, and we're going to figure some stuff out on how we're what we're going to do in terms of talking to everybody for how I want to start talking to people on our show, and what we're going to do in terms of really wakening everybody, because it's time. No more sleeping.
Absolutely, Doctor. I could not agree more. Thank you, sir. Have a great time off, and get your batteries recharged.
Thanks. You too. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend, and God bless America.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.